Hello, and welcome to the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Report. I'm J.W. Wagner, Yoakum County Agent with the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. First, for a current planting weather update, the current 2-inch soil temperature in Plains is 60 degrees with a 10-day average of 55 degrees Fahrenheit, and at the 8-inch depth is 70 degrees with a 10-day average of 66 degrees Fahrenheit. Following a slow rainfall event on Friday, May 10th, the Plains Mesonet Station recorded 88 hundredths of an inch of precipitation. This rainfall event is the first largest single rainfall event since August of 2012 and also accounts for half of the monthly average precipitation for the month of May. Now for a planting update across the county, growers are finishing up planting grain sorghum. Peanut planting is under full swing. However, cotton planting has gotten off to a late start due to cooler soil temperatures. However, that will soon change as our forecast for ambient temperatures to be close to 100 degrees over the next 7 days. In other ag news, vineyards across Yoakum County have been severely injured over the past few weeks due to late freezes. The late frost occurred on Friday, May 3rd, with a temperature of 25 degrees. This was the third frost that has occurred since bud break, which happens the 1st of April. On April 19th and 24th, temperatures below freezing were experienced, and both events occurred following bud break. It is yet to be determined the severity of damage at this time, but I am confident that tertiary buds have been damaged. To give you an idea, let's say all things perfect for a Merlot crop may have a yield of 8 tons per acre with primary buds. Then, after the first frost event, those buds were damaged and secondary buds emerged. These buds account for half of the production of the primary buds, therefore we now have a yield potential of 4 tons per acre. However, following the freeze event on April the 24th, tertiary buds are left to make this year's crop. A tertiary bud represents half of the secondary bud, so now yield has been adjusted to 2 tons per acre. However, the May 3rd freeze has damaged those tertiary buds, and I feel that it may be possible we have lost the 2013 grape crop. However, time will tell, and I can give you a better update as the growing season continues. Thanks for joining me today for the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Report, and I hope you'll join me next time. I'm J.W. Wagner, Yoakum County Agent with the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service.